Hello, and welcome to the First Dippers ZachCast. I'm your host, Zach. I am joined today by my lovely co-host, Gizmo. Say hi, Gizmo. Oh yeah, I forgot she's a cat and can't talk. I've got a good show for you today. I'm going to be doing some jokes, I'm going to be doing some shout-outs, and at the end of the episode, we got something real special for you. And I hope you enjoy it, because this is ZachCast! All right, now let's go out to Zach for the weather. Thanks, Zach. It's been pretty rainy recently. It's still hot, very humid, and just the same old Texas weather as always. Back to you, Zach. Thanks, Zach. That was very informative. I'm going to look out my window and check the traffic. Yep, on my road, it's completely clear. I do see a lot of cars parked on the road, though, so if there are two cars coming different directions, expect delays. I will now read you an Aesop's fable, The Bear and the Two Travelers. Two men were traveling together when a bear suddenly met them on the path. One of them climbed up quickly into a tree and concealed himself in the branches. The other, seeing that he must be attacked, fell flat on the ground, and when the bear came up and felt him with his snout and smelt him all over, he held his breath and feigned the appearance of death as much as he could. The bear soon left him, for it is said that he will not touch a dead body. When he was quite gone, the other traveler descended from the tree and in jest inquired of his friend what it was that the bear had whispered in his ear. He gave me this advice, the companion replied. Never travel with a friend who deserts you at the approach of danger. The moral of this story is that misfortune tests the sincerity of friends. All right. That was nice, wasn't it? Here's some things you should know if you ever accidentally time travel. Certain eras of the past are time friendly, as they say, such as the Old West or Ancient Rome. A lot of people end up in the Late Cretaceous period. Most people in the future will be updated versions of whoever you're familiar with in the present day, but they'll have like cyborg arms or eye patches, things like that. If you're ever time traveling and you go to like a specific era, you're guaranteed to meet at least one fascinating ancestor or a descendant, whichever way you go. That happens to be famous, say, like, for example, Abraham Lincoln. Now, on the other hand, if you stay in this time, but accidentally go to a different planet, odds are the gravity and the atmosphere will be exactly the same as Earth, so you won't have anything to worry about there. But all the animals and plants will try to eat you. Especially the cute ones.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's already time for a running joke. Are y'all ready? I'm just gonna assume you said yes because this is only a one-way thing. Did you hear about the race between the lettuce and the tomato? The lettuce was ahead and the tomato was trying to catch up. Oh man, that was a fake laugh that turned into a real laugh. And now, because running shoes come in pairs, you know the running jokes have to come in pairs, but you always get that one that's not very good. Well, here's a running joke that's not very good. How do you know when you've married a running enthusiast? When you have more running clothes than regular clothes in your laundry pile. I know, right? That's not even really a joke. It's just like a simple statement of fact. But what are you gonna do?
Boing, 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 boing.
Oh my, That must mean it's the local lefties time. Local lefties, local lefties, we're all left-handed and you're not. Today's local lefty is a good friend of mine, Charles Marchbanks. He plays the left-handed bass guitar in the band Henry the Archer. They put out a record last year, Zero is a Number. Mwah! Perfecto. It's fantastic. I love it. There's not enough good things I can say about Charles. He's super funny. He's just witty as heck. His brain works. And I just love him. I love you, Charles. I hope you're out there listening to this and smiling. Fun fact, Joan of Arc was left-handed. Oh, that's my theme song for my favorite segment, No Alliteration Time. Today's phrase is the cat likes to sleep in my lap. Yep, that's it. That's No Alliteration Time. And that about does it for tonight's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. And have a great night.